Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Good Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan.
Kaya FM 95.9. Right now, we're talking drugs. We're talking drugs, how you survive drugs, how you went from zero to 100, Joe.
Sure.
From zero to 100, and your life has changed right now. You are a better man. You are a better lady. Mm. You've made people to suffer with the wrong doings that you were doing. Because we know how I'm addressing you, I'm messing up because...
It's a societal issue, yeah.
And it's not just an issue in England. It's, it's a huge issue. Because we're putting our parents in a corner where... I'm a chronic puma now. Every parent has a kid and hopes that umntana will grow up to be something great. I come zalo zalo umntana be said, ah, long years vela ngeka last. Every parent makes sure that umntana like ukhalela ukuthi umntana kabe something whether in phakathini or landline.
Yes.
Can you imagine if mhlamba umphakathi nya ubona landline uhlupho nje. People can't leave their phones around. People can't sleep in peace because they know that hey, kunomzwandile la umzwandile ngathatha noma yini indlini igedlela iteaspoon into silver nje survive indlini because when ukhona ama TV wathathila amagedlela akukho mnandi jardin. So when I talk to the people that went through that phase of doing drugs and now they've changed, now they are better people, because with the past 3 weeks of doing this feature we have seen the love so much, and there's people that want to be part of it. And the thing is, with we still, in a way, we're not stigmatizing
it.
The amount drugs, but as fun who's involved with
no, that. Yeah.
Everyone wants to go into the winning team. No one wants to let's say, hey, man, I think color from Gaari then, Scoop and I.
You know, I was asking myself this week in particular, Uguti, we know of these places that are called drug dens in our communities.
Sure.
But because we don't want to get involved, you're like, it's not my problem. Up until somebody in your own household, then you take it personally. But that's the problem. Because our papayisi, our biza, my poisa, you're not doing anything.
How many of us have ever called cops for a drug deal? We know who's selling what. Have you ever called the cops? Have you ever tried maybe to be anonymous? We don't even do. I affect. I mean, one day it will affect you, because if it affected us, we're affected now. Let's first listen to the voice note and then go to the calls.
Kule topic ama drugs, mina ngicela nje ukuphakamisela iout yami yase K1 spray to siyanda umthanyele encane. Out yami acala ukubhema ama drugs specifically inyawo base fear sese ihunga eTaiwan. Every weekend bengene itori, insila ilushayiwo, lushaya abantu bekwamagazi kumsaphalapha. Asatshwa umuntu wakhona. Sikhomba bhuti wami utshela ukuthi ngelinye ilanga ngahlala phansi wa desire wabona ukuthi le mpilo ayiphilayo. Hayi, ayithuna. Yebo yenza decided and gone to the Kinesio. Rehabilitator, a pushback rage in Pomalang. What I put on your hamba, and your shell in Pomalang, your rehabilitator, and Funuwa Luzega and 2 years. I'm trying to climb 8 years down the line. Our time is settled in the media, in the news. Wrong, I won't imagine my pig. It's a five, I am a Palmas and Kalanga challenge. I am spirits, young Palamis.
You know, we need friends like this.
We do.
We need friends that I want to say, Ndwana, I'm proud of you. Ndwana, ungenza hip, you know. What you're doing is not just for you, it's for you and everyone around you.
Yeah.
We have friends like that. Ukrainian living. So let's go to the cause. Justice, Shab Gunjan.
Hey, Skumba.
Gunjan, bro.
Hello.
Skumba, drugs out here.
So, put.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come along with Justice, ne? Nkulele wayithi ebinoni, bro.
Sure.
Yeah, ngikhule into ne-grand mthethu ngathola isuka nga-drive taxi after iskill ngaba grand nje ngaba famous ekhasi ngasipana ngaba sharp nga strong alobola ne-media yami ngaphelelwa isipani around ngoma 2015 yabo.
Sure.
Mangiphelelwa isipani ngagcina ngesipana ekuruleni esolid list hay box bag vele December yabona nama contract kwa December.
Yeah, yeah. Utopa ama-cent.
Yeah, yeah. Sijithi mangifika la ngithi bana nezinye outzam zase rehepark. Enhle ke sibana vele trackini esifanini ngifana na trackini one. Nguye rehepark le outlazy. Sidle ntash futhi.
Hey son.
mazidli mtashi kanjena sigcina manje nami ngiyazijeza yangibona ngihlakaniphile ngiyawutha sekasi mfethu ngihamba ngegolf imanzi ngimnandi sigcine zingintroduza nami ngigcine mina sengibhema irock cause iye ngengezwa ngathi ingiphatha grand yabo ngabhema irock mfethu ngabhema ineway yokuthi yonke into benginayo I mean yonke into prom yashabalala bengumuntu ohloniphekile inhlonipho yavaya but bengingamusha endlini net nje bengikhona abantu la endleleni yiunderstand
walahleka yonke into prom
Eish matala ngicela ngithi bona yonke into benginekari eish mfethu yazini ngisaba nokukhuluma mfethu mara yonke into nje ngayiluza kanjani understand ene lento iyenzeka after media ngicela ukuvaya sihlukene vaya ngisospana into ezinjalo nginengcosi nayo engahlangahlangana vele mangicela ukuhlangahlangana kwa ngisoloko vele nje ngiphila lapha ephinuni etown vele futhi mama benile awusekithi mangifika ama Nigeria bewangilwela sikhuba mangicala ngipaka lonke Nigerian malibona ikerem liyahlanya liyazi ukuthi nali customer liyeza khona bengimosha buti bengifika lapha ngiphethe ama 5 blocks ngimoshe ngithi ikhathi nganikeza ngithi bayani niyodrowa bahambe bangidrowele uyazi ama Nigerian mophethe imali mfethu bakunikeza yonke into oyifunayo special treatment
hey son how did you change your life
I sat down mina alone and said, Desmond, I did a self-introspection. I was one somebody I don't respect high kasi and whoever lobe rang respect and let down whoever lobe rang thanda manje wonke umuntu mangibheka ubeka bona nje ifaila and people wouldn't understand ukuthi ngiphema ini bazwela nje ukuthi awuphema inyawo ube understand from lapho vele hayi after leyo self introspection ngazitshela ukuthi this is not how I was raised this is not the life I want to live from lapho ngasuka vele ngakhuphuka ngaba mnandi
yazi ngifuna ukuthina u time go mina I'm proud of you and I'm proud of the men that you are and for the mere fact that you see your mistakes and you are willing over to and continuing a life ube right manje ube grand we go to D-Town Sherry
Is it Cherry or Cherry?
It's Cherry, Kavan.
Cherry.
It's Cherry.
Cherry, ring an answer, Cham.
Emfowethu le topic yangithinta kakhulu ngibhayizise kakhulu mina ama drugs ngaqala at the age of 14 yazi kumanje olid lami lalele olid lami ngikumela too much and she's proud of me futhi ngifisa intwana bentema mama and drugs ngibheme intumba ngibheme i-capsule yesibhayizise kakhulu mfowethu to a point ukuthi kena ended up being a criminal again so ngiyigangster kasi ngi-criminal bengimosha mfithi uma ngiboshwa ngiya-escape ngama-famous talk escape edanyana yabona ukumosha uthole i-fame nje i-stupid nje kasi and eventually I was classified as one of the youngest most wanted the Eastern in 2003
sure
you know ngaboshwa had about 27 criminal charges ranging from armed robbery, murder, rape, possession of wildlife and firearms and ngayidanyana bangishanga 18 years and 42 uma ngisayidanyana ngisizila kanjalo I had a fight but the fight was over in the house IBB mfethu cabani
because bakathi obvious akunankawuze egrane shaibb
yeah you know after that fight bukhona ama-outs laphayana they were trained to care counselors you know in substance abuse they beat that cause together nalama-outs lawa and they started running ama-support groups yabo so kulama support groups lawa we substance abuse mfowethu we did amakhosi anjengabo creative writing which helped me to discover myself we understand and in a process I became the man that I am went back to school in prison I studied came out I'm an entrepreneur today and I mentor and I coach kids who are into substance abuse I did this youth that is in conflict with the law as we speak kunintwana engizwayisayo mfethu ngine project ekungibiza ngokuthi impact and transform through exposure there's a lot that happens when a person is exposed to things that will make them and help them think better
yeah
angitshele Sher what is the biggest regret out here
yo mfethu the biggest regret mfethu hey I've messed up man I can't even think of one that stands out in fact I mean I've messed up Chita I've messed up but dropping Iskela at the age of 15 as well you know I dropped at the grade 8 you know and imagine when I was arrested in 2003 I was supposed to be doing my first year in tertiary but I was arrested you know and I went to prison so I regret a lot of things
I regret a lot of things and for it. I regret getting into the criminal life. And I'm cool as often and for it. But I mean, I had an older brother, I had my uncle, you know, in the house. They didn't make the choices that I made in the situation.
Ubani igama lika mama?
Sylvia, bamazungu monkey.
Mam Sylvia, yazo mamela man. Thank you very much for having patience for sharing. And I would say I'm proud of you and the man that you are. The phone lines are going crazy, Joe.
I think it's the inspirational part of it. And everyone here has said something very important. It starts with you. I don't think it's a drug problem is something that you can try to fix from the outside in. The person has to be willing. And both the gentlemen that we spoke to today, they had that moment where they were like, this is not the life I want for myself.
As a ring in mouth.
Yeah.
As cool men, we are Caesar sometimes.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.